Well, it's very simple. I think coming from Southeast Asia, which is my home, it is very prevalent. You see it around you in our neighboring countries, even sometimes in my own country. And to be able to have the ability to be the voice of these people who sometimes are voiceless, for example, inequality for women. We have to do something because women make up half the world, right? And they are your mothers. If you don't treat them properly, what chance do you have a good, sustainable family? So women should have equal rights taking care of their health, having equal rights to earn the same amount of wages, and they should have the right to control their own lives as they see fit and not be enslaved simply because they were born a woman. So there are all the different issues that is there in front of my doorstep, and it is very important for me because I have got children, I have nephews and nieces. I feel that it is fair and right that we fight for a healthier planet for the future generation. They deserve it. We are the custodians, and we should make it our commitment, our responsibility to do whatever it is right, so that when we hand the planet back to them, they will understand that it is also their right, their privilege to keep it and make it a better place.
Being a goodwill ambassador is a big commitment. So how do you plan to carry out this new role?
It is a very big commitment, and it was something that I had thought about very carefully before accepting, because I feel that it is necessary to understand why you are a goodwill ambassador. UNDP works around the clock, around the world constantly, and deal with issues that I'm very, very passionate about. So I feel that working together, I have a better chance to be able to raise the awareness that is necessary, because it is very important. Knowledge is power for every single person, because if you don't understand the problem, how are you going to deal with it? So for us at UNDP, they have the data, they have the people on the ground, they have the people in the country who face the problems every day and try and find solutions. And I look forward to actually going and seeing myself some of the projects, the initiatives that has been ongoing, so that I can spread the word. I can come out and tell a bigger audience what is going on, why it is so important that we need to continue this kind of work. And now with the 2030, this new sustainable development goals, I want to be part of that, because it will make a big difference for our world.
Do you plan to incorporate some of the issues that you've been working on into your films or maybe other things that you're doing?
I think my colleagues, all my fellow artists, whether they are writers, directors, have always, at the back of their mind, have always had subtle messages in there. I think sometimes, a lot of the times, audiences don't like to be told, you know, what they don't like to be fed. So we have to be very subtle with our messages so that they discover the answers themselves, and then they own it. They feel, and you know, because they have understood the message and it was not just forced upon them. As you know, media is a very, very powerful medium that reaches out to the whole world, to all ages. There is no differentiation with whether it's language or culture. So we do use our platform, and why not?